Psalms 37:28, for the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off.
Father, my time in this world is just like a grain of sand in the desert, a drop of water in the great sea. Eternity with you is worth any time that I must spend in this world. I ask that you fit me for your kingdom. Dearest Jesus, you alone are my example, not the church or other Christians, just you. Jesus, you are my pattern, my heavenly vine. You will never forsake me. I thank you, Lord. Amen.
The thought for today. Think of a time when you were in the position to be someone's example. In your work, in your school, in your role as a parent. How did you do? Did you become the best pattern that you could be? In my mirror, there is Jesus. He is all I hope to be. When the world looks at me, it's Jesus they should see. As a pastor, sometimes it's very hard when you get a lesson from the Lord. But the other day we were having power problems and it was very hot. And our generator was down. And I was sitting in my comfortable chair, being a little bit uncomfortable in the heat. My lovely wife said, "Why don't you go outside and help and fix the generator?" Well, I ignored that and ignored that. And finally, the prodding of the Lord reminded me that I was to be an example. I went out, and within a couple of minutes, the Lord had shown me exactly what was wrong with the generator. We had it back running, and I was able to witness to the gentleman that was working on it. Think of a time when you were in the position to be someone's example. How did you do?
Today's action. Fix your gaze on Christ's example and turn your eyes upon Jesus. Today's treasure is found in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. A Christian example. Next door to God. An English traveler in Jerusalem was trying to find someone who could speak both English and Arabic. He heard of an American missionary who lived nearby. Accosting an Arab boy who knew a little bit of English, he asked him if he could direct him to the missionary's home. The boy's face lit up and he said, "You mean the lady who lives next door to God?" If an uncouth little Arab boy could detect one who walked with God, why cannot we so live here that the world can see Jesus in us?